Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West. So like I said, with the heat being the way it is right now, we've had some really warm days. But the funny thing is we had some really cold nights. Here's a recipe that kind of gets you balanced out in the middle. And what I love to do is when I do a lot of barbecues and stuff for clients or just family, this is really a cool vegetable that balances well with everything we're doing. Because when I was a kid, I hated eating canned spinach. Now I've learned to appreciate it and how fantastic it really is. But what's so awesome about this recipe, it'll really help you go back into some of your roots where you were eating spinach for the first time and you had it a different way. Let's get started. My recipe is a Southwestern sauteed spinach. Southwestern being is that I specialize in Southwestern Nouvelle Fusion cuisine. I love the bold flavors with the subtle flavors of the spinach. What we will need is 1 tablespoon of garlic-infused olive oil, 1 shallot diced small, and as we know, most shallots already are pretty small, so it makes a lot of sense that we would use a shallot just because there's no real way of doing this recipe. The more shallots, the better, in my opinion. 1 roasted red pepper diced small. The way I roast my peppers is if you have a deep fryer, which most of you don't, you can deep fry it like that and blister the skin. If not, you can put it on an open flame and just let it get really, really black and crispy. And then we put it in a plastic bag, let it steam out, and then take off the black part of the pepper, which is very important because we want that nice roasted flesh. 1/2 cup of grape tomatoes, 5 oyster mushrooms each. And I like to cut those right in half. 1 jalapeno that we're going to seed and dice. 1 tablespoon of fresh garlic and 1 tablespoon of salt and pepper, or you could do that to taste. Now, what's cool about this recipe is in a medium pan, we'll put our oil, and the very last thing we're going to put is a spinach. So we'll put our shallots, we'll put our mushrooms, and then we'll put our jalapeno, then we'll do our garlic, then we will do our spinach, which is very important, then our grape tomatoes, so they're not all wilted and they're... We want everything to have life. It's always important to remember that when we cook, we want things to have life to them. We want the flavors to be bold and unique, but more importantly, we want our flavors to always be untamed and natural. By using Valley soil, we're able to utilize this to the best of our ability, and it's something I take very, very serious. So for this and many more of my untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and watch my cooking show at www.foodietv.com and give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.